Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is a look at the mysteries of Jupiter moving through Taurus. That's happening in 2011. It'll happen again in 12 years. This will be significant for anyone who has Jupiter in Taurus or strong Taurus on their chart, as this Jupiter will be expanding all of that over this next year. Jupiter expands in all directions. So that means if you're contracted and depressed, you might feel more contracted and more depressed. But if you're in a place where you're moving towards the Taurian mysteries of beauty, pleasure, intimacy, and receivership as your path to fulfillment, then there's a renewal of vision and an expansion that's taking place as Jupiter moves through Taurus. Jupiter really provides the opportunity to expand us into new territory. So whatever our understanding of the Taurus mysteries have been, and you can listen back to the other two audios that I've done on the Taurus mysteries, you can apply that understanding to what it is that Jupiter is here to expand. We could say Jupiter really asks or is about the quest. And it is in each archetype, it is a specific quest for something new and different. So if it's Jupiter and Taurus, the quest is for a renewal of vision around beauty, pleasure, intimacy, and receivership as the path to fulfillment. I think I can't say that enough for some reason. So when we embrace the expansive nature of Jupiter, then we are in alignment with the intent of Jupiter to expand the Taurus mysteries, then we have the opportunity to experience an activation through an expansion of those mysteries. It's like that in-breath where our lungs expand and where our body and being is expanding and taking up a bigger space. And we could say Saturn is the experience of the out-breath when things are contracting. So I use the example of the in-breath and the out-breath for receivership with Taurus, but it can also, receivership not for Taurus so much as it is for the aspect of giving and receiving, that we need both of those things. We need both expansion and contraction. We need both the in-breath and the out-breath. It relates to both processes, is what I'm trying to say, I guess. So when we embrace a Jupiter process with wisdom, and we invite the beneficial energies that are there to support us in having an experience of the particular mysteries that Jupiter is moving through. So the expansion of beauty, the expansion of pleasure, the expansion of intimacy, the expansion of our ability to be healthy, genuine receivers. This is all the opportunities that we have this year with Jupiter collectively. Everyone has this opportunity with Jupiter going through Taurus. Now, there can be the over-expansion that can happen, or the shadow side of that, and that is where there can be overdoing, over-expanding, overload, overconfidence, over-optimism, over-idealism. And so that's part of what Jupiter can also bring. So perhaps too much pleasure, too much receiving, and maybe not enough action. So it's important to remember this is about integrating the principle of expansion in a healthy way, in a way that's going to support us moving into new territory, and also, you know, having the pleasure of resting, the pleasure of slowing down and taking time to savor and enjoy each moment. That is another way that Jupiter can expand the Taurus mysteries, so that it's not about rushing around. It's not about doing. I highly recommend listening to the Doing Addiction audios that I talked about, because Taurus is about being in the moment, being fully present not thinking about the next thing to do, but being with what really is happening in the moment. And we could say that the movement into new territory can create, sort of people who are interested in expansion or very Jupiterian already will really enjoy this because they love to, to have a renewal of vision and, to climb to the highest mountain and to be able to see the expansive territory that they're moving into, have a glimpse into that. And there could be a lot of enthusiasm that goes for that. And then there's those people who that can be a little fearful or a little challenging for them. So working with Jupiter in Taurus is to have this happen in a way that doesn't have to be something that comes in too big, too fast, too much, but rather just really being present, using the expansion of Jupiter to expand us more into the present moment, to expand us more into really deepening our experience of beauty, really deepening our experience of pleasure, really deepening our experience of intimacy with ourselves and others. So that's the gift that Jupiter brings. Jupiter is entering Taurus on June 4th, 2011, and will be in Taurus until June of 2012. So it's a long transit, a one-year transit, and while Jupiter is in the sign of Taurus, it expands. If you have planets in early degrees, late degrees, or angles in early or late degrees, it doesn't matter. You will feel the effects of Jupiter in Taurus as soon as it moves into Taurus on June 4th. So that is one of the gifts of the Jupiter cycle. It usually lasts for about a year. Sometimes it only crosses some of the degrees once, and that will happen for the later degrees of Taurus this time around. The earlier degrees of Taurus will have three passes. And so you can also apply this to anybody with Jupiter in Taurus is having a Jupiter return. But if you are Taurus rising, a Taurus sun, Venus in Taurus, Mars in Taurus, Mercury in Taurus, Moon in Taurus, that is going to be highly personal to you this year. So you'll be on the leading edge of this expansive energy that's bringing a renewal of vision around the Taurus mysteries. If they're outer planets past Jupiter, it's more generational than it is going to be personal. And yet there can be an expansion that relates to that particular outer planet as well. And if you have the north or south node in Taurus too, or the midheaven or the IC in Taurus. So these will all be enjoying the expansiveness of Jupiter in Taurus. And personally, as somebody who's learning the Taurus mysteries and being very action-oriented and sometimes challenged by that, I'm very much looking forward to the Jupiter transit through Taurus as a way to take more time to slow down and to be more into being and less into doing, and to really work on my own doing addiction and to really enjoy the garden of earthly delight.